Hey, welcome to Kingsway Caringbah. We are a community inspired by love to live differently. I'm Dave, one of the pastors here. It's so great to have you with us. We pray this teaching will inspire you, build your faith, and lead you to a life of fullness and freedom in Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Amen. Have a seat. Welcome. Merry Christmas. How are we? I don't know whether to sit down tonight or not. You're all sitting down. I think that's unfair. I'm getting old. Rubbish. He called me young as I walked in. I was a little bit concerned, to be honest, Dave, when you got up before. We're talking this time 10 years ago. I was standing on this platform announcing, I thought you were about to announce number 5. Not happening. He has 4 kids already, just in case you didn't know. No, it's good. It's good to be here. Welcome. Merry Christmas. And it's my privilege just to share with you tonight a few words that God has laid on my heart over the last couple of weeks. Kind of a bit, kind of out there message for Christmas. But, you know, it is always a challenge when it comes to Christmas and Easter because it's like the same every year, right? It's Christmas, birth of Jesus, Easter, death and resurrection. So there's not a lot of movement, really. Someone said to me, what are you going to speak on tonight? No, Jesus. I'm going to read to you, just to start, from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 12. So that night in the field near Bethlehem, there were shepherds watching over their flocks. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared in radiant splendor before them, lighting up the field with blazing glory of God. And the shepherds were terrified. Who's with the shepherds right there? Angel, glory of God, shining bright. I'd be terrified too, right? But the angel reassured them, don't be afraid. I'm still not convinced. I wouldn't still be afraid, but don't be afraid, for I have come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard, and it is for everyone everywhere. For today in Bethlehem, a rescuer, a savior was born for you. You know that they say 92% of people do not reach their life goals. It's a fairly high stat, right? 92%. Now, either we're setting goals that are unreachable, 92% of people do not reach their goals. New research that I was reading this week shows that 72% feel a certain level of regret related to their ideal self. In other words, their goals, their hopes, their dreams. The person that they want to be. Most people regret thinking we didn't become the person we feel we should have become. That's challenging, right? In other words, what we expected our life to be like. Like that Christmas tree is representing what we expected our life to be like. You know, the great, the stress-free, no drama, painless, simple, financially prosperous, the happy ever after kind of life. We had this grand expectation of that's where we would go and what our life would be, and it would be all rosy and wonderful and everything would be. Now, anyone here who's over 18 probably knows that that isn't always how life ends up, right? Sometimes it ends up more like this. The hard, the stressful, drama-packed, painful, complicated, financially challenging, intense, tough kind of life. And probably most of us in this room tonight have experienced elements of both of those Christmas trees, both of those dynamics in our life. We've experienced the good, the great, the amazing, the beautiful, and they say that two things shape our lives more than anything else, and that's beauty and hardship. So we hear this angel declare good news. And the good news is clearly a person talking about Jesus. And Jesus is the good news, but he also carries and brings with him a message and a life of good news as our rescuer. Now, strangely enough, over the last couple of weeks, the word that God has been laying on my heart about this message is the word scaffold. Does anyone know what scaffolding is? All the builders in the room? You know, it's that stuff that you put around houses and buildings and units and stuff when you're building them to keep things safe. And God's been said to me, I want you to speak about scaffold on Christmas Day. I went, wow. What the heck has scaffolding got to do with baby Jesus and mangers and shepherds and stars and angels and hallelujah? Scaffolding is a structure used to support and assist in the construction, repair, and restoration of buildings, bridges, and all other structures. So there's a picture of some scaffolding up there. When I was in Cambodia for quite a while this year, and at least now in the city of Phnom Penh, they use proper aluminium scaffolding. But if you go out of the city, it's all bamboo. Very interesting, to say the least. They reckon it's pretty strong. Doesn't look that safe to me, but... So what does scaffolding have to do with Christmas? What does scaffolding have to do with the good news? Well, this is what I believe it is about. See, scaffolding provides strength, support, and safety to repair, restore, or construct. Provides strength, support, and safety to repair, restore, or construct. And I believe that that is good news. This is good news for everyone that Jesus has come as our rescuer to repair, to restore, and to construct. And there's three things that I love about this concept. And the first is this. Every need is catered for in Jesus, our rescuer. Maybe we're feeling a little bit broken. Maybe we've gone through some really challenging stuff. Well, Jesus wants to come and repair. He wants to repair what is broken. He wants to repair what is lost. Maybe you're feeling worn out, like you're done. Sometimes I think we get to this time of year and it's like, yep, I'm done. Bring on 2020. I was actually surprised how many people I've spoken to that have told me that 2019 was not a very good year. For some, you guys, getting married. Rocking year, right? I had a pretty good year, but I was in Cambodia for half of it. Sometimes we're just tired and we're worn out. And our rescuer wants to bring restoration. You see, every need is catered for. Maybe God wants you to go to another level and it's time to construct, to build. And again, the scaffolding of who I believe God is in every situation wraps around us to repair, to restore, and to construct. The second thing I love about this is that everybody is unique, right? But everyone's the same. Firstly, everybody's unique. So whether we're feeling weak or tired, our rescuer wants to come alongside us to strengthen us. Whether we're feeling isolated or alone, our rescuer wants to come along to support us, to engage with us. Whether we're feeling uncertain or insecure, our rescuer wants to come and bring safety to our journey. All of our needs are different, but in the one person, all of those needs are met. That's why this is good news. The other thing I love about this is if you look over a city that where there's a lot of construction being done, and in Phnom Penh at the moment in Cambodia, there's a lot of buildings being built, and they all look the same. That's the other thing about scaffolding when it's done properly is everybody looks the same. So there's no comparison anymore. That you're better than me and I'm better than you, or you're worse than him and he's worse than her. You see, in Christ, and that's why this is good news, it's a leveler. It makes us the same. No one's better or worse or said worse or done worse or thought worse. We become the same in Christ. And that's another thing that I love about this concept of scaffolding is it makes us all the same. We can't compare anymore. And to me, that's good news. The broken, the lost, the confused, the regretful, the disappointed, and the successful. We all look the same as Jesus does his work in us and through us. When you look at the stacks and walking alongside people as I've done over the years, I believe that all of us have a need of scaffolding. Some more in different seasons than others, where we need to be repaired, we need to be restored, made new again. We need to be constructed and built into something stronger. And the good news is that Jesus is the rescuer who comes alongside us and around us and strengthens us and supports us and provides safety for us so that we can be all that he has created and designed and called us to be. To empower you to become that person. That person you believe you can truly be. To live and love who you are, even in the midst of your storms, your challenges, the chaos or the uncertainty. And this is for everyone. And to me, that's good news. Let me pray for you. God, I thank you that you sent Jesus, and that Jesus is good news. Who he is good news. And what he brings is good news. And I thank you that your heart for us is to restore, to repair, and to construct our lives so that we can be who we know we are called and created and designed to be, that we can live out that life in all its fullness, regardless of what goes on around us. God, I'm very aware that in this room there are many stories that have gone on, many journeys that people have walked in 2019. Some have been tough. Some have been challenging. Some have been isolating and lonely. And some have been amazing and celebratory and fun. In the midst of all of those stories comes your story. Your story of restoration, repair, and construction as you come alongside us to support us, strengthen us, so that we can be and experience all that you have for us. So God, we thank you and we worship you for the good news that you bring to our world, to our lives, to our relationships and our futures. We thank you for who you are and what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stay standing. There's just on the other page of my Bible, as Bretto was reading through Luke chapter 2, I was just inquisitive because I wanted to know what this scaffolding looked like with flesh and bones on. And there's a story in Luke chapter 7 of a moment where Jesus is walking into a town, and as he approaches this town called Nain, he sees a funeral procession heading from the village out of town. And he sees this woman who was at the front of the procession, and all the way at the back was her son, and she was a widow. And her situation was helpless, and all for this lady was lost. And as Jesus approaches and he notices this woman is rightfully crying and upset in this devastation, he says, he almost has the hired, don't try this at home, woman, don't cry. And she looks at him probably with bewilderment, as the same way the angel said, don't be afraid. That same moment of, what do you mean? Don't cry. Don't be afraid. And Jesus walks all the way past the family, the friends, the neighbors, and he goes and places his hand on the coffin of this young man. And with but a brief few words, he says, young man, I say to you, arise. And the scriptures tell us that this boy sat up, and Jesus went and returned this boy, this life, to his mother. And this is what the support and the repair and the restoration of Jesus looks like. That is what the scaffolding of the Savior around a life looks like. It restores life for this young boy, literally gone. And that can be a metaphorical thing for all of us, that there are things within us that have gone to sleep, have died, have perished, seem like they're out of grasp for us now, to which Jesus would come and lay his hand on that tonight and say, arise. And for this woman who without her son had no hope of a future, for this woman her dignity had been taken away, for this woman her identity was shattered. And this is what the scaffolding of the Savior Jesus does in your life. He restores your future. He restores your life. He restores your dignity. He restores your identity. That's what he does. It's good news, friends. And so if you don't know him tonight, if you've never given your life to the Lord and said, come and build a scaffold around my life, I invite you to do that tonight, as an opportunity to say, you know what, my life has been crumbling around. The bricks have been falling out here, there, and everywhere. This wall of my life is weakened. The integrity of my life has been compromised. The structure that I live in is wavering. Tonight I invite you to come and know the Lord and Savior Jesus. So come and build your life around mine, because that's what he does. He got up from the dead at Easter, resurrected to build his life around yours. And so if everyone joins me in prayer tonight, if you want to pray along with me, this simple prayer just to confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. I know that there's a party going on in heaven and there's a party going on in this room, because there is no greater moment than the moment that we decide that Jesus will be the one that surrounds us and upholds us and supports us and restores us. God, in this moment, I pray with our hearts stilled and our minds quiet for the brief moment before the Christmas onslaught arrives. That we would recognize the parts of our lives that are in need of the scaffolding of a Savior named Jesus. And so tonight may our confession be, and if you need to confess this tonight, just in your own mind, in the silence of this moment, you can join me. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I need you. Hope has seemed all but lost. I don't want to live this way anymore. I ask you to restore my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's been absolutely wonderful having you with us. Can we just finish with, come let us adore him again? Because that is the reality of the scripture and the reality of who Jesus is today. And that is the kind of person who is worth our adoration, who is worth our celebration, who is worth our preparation, who is worth our... Who's got another Asian word? Anyway, let's celebrate Jesus. And thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you've been blessed by this teaching. If you'd like to connect with us, make a financial gift, or find out more about Kingsway Churches, head to kingsway.org.au. Have a good one.